Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go get us. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
Hey, hey, guys, what's going on? It's BGE Radio, powered by WTV. You're listening to The Easy Show, The Easy Way, and we are about to have a lot of fun, as usual. First of all, I want to thank our extra special guest from last show, Lou Nell, the comedian, the bad girl of all comedy herself. You know, thank you so much for being on the show, girl, and you guys can check that article out, actually, at Washington Times. So if you Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y Washington Times, you'll see the wonderful post article we put on that. Appreciate all the, I think it was like 1,700 people that's already read that article in 2 days. Now, we got another wonderful show and another wonderful guest, as always. And this guest is doing it the easy way. I'm proud, totally proud to say that this guest is a very good friend of mine, known him for a long time. We're both dancers. We both break it down on the dance floor. He tries to keep up with me when I do my thing. No, I'm kidding. But this guy, I mean, you guys will recognize and remember him ultimately from So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, choreographer. You Got Served, which was, the movie with Omarion and Marcus Houston. So all those hot moves, this man is behind that. Tons and tons of other stuff he's doing. He's got a lot of stuff to say, and he's sitting here in the studio right now with us. The Easy Show, doing it the easy way. We got Shane Sparks in the house. What's up, man?
Yo, what up, what up? Easy, how you doing today?
Man, I'm feeling good. Blessed and highly favored. Pumped, ready to do the show, and people are calling me on the phone while I'm on my show, and that's weird. You got to wait. In fact, I'm going to turn my phone off here.
That's what's up, and yo. First of all, yo, first I just want to say congratulations, man, because I know what you've been up to, I know where you come from, and I know where you're going, so I just want to say congratulations on everything, all right?
Oh, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that, and I want to say thank you to you too, man, that you've always done with me and supporting me. I still remember, there was only three celebrities, or I will say public figures, that actually came to my birthday / award ceremony when I gave my award. The co-founder of E. You,
yes,
Abraham McDonald, and Karina Rico, which now is doing a new movie with Nick Cannon. And we're all just moving forward, man. I want to say thank you to you, because you didn't have to be there. You know, I mean, you got tons and tons of stuff going on, but you were there. You not only were there, but you were there all night, man. And I really appreciate that.
No, I mean, we friends before this business happens, you know what I mean? So I was there to support you. That's why I was there.
And I appreciate that, man. I really do. Now, speaking of friendship, how important do you think it is with the friendship? Do you think the friendship gets in the way of business, I know a lot of people like to say fam and things like that. When you're doing business in the industry, how important do you think friendship is?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, man. Friendship is everything, but it's a fine line, because a lot of times it kind of gets in the way because it gets personal. And when you got somebody that's doing business with you and they're a friend, they expect special treatment. And you can't do that all the time. You got to treat them as a business partner. You know what I mean? So I kind of try to stay away from that. My friends are my friends. I do my business over here.
Yeah, you got your business. Well, they always say there's business and there's personal. But you got to keep it separate, because, the way I do it is, okay, you're my friend. Cool. So if you want something I do in business, you're my friend, I may give you a discount. I may give you some love. I may give you a little bit more because we've had a relationship. But if you're really my friend, you're not going to come at me and say, hey, do this for me for free, because that's not a friend. That's taking advantage
of me. That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's a respect thing. When people respect you, they'll come at you. I've had friends come up to me and be like, yo, I know what you charge, but can you just cut me something? I respect your time and I respect everything, so I'm not going to ask for it for free, but just give me a little deal. And I respect that. I'm always cut my friends and family a deal. But when they expect it to be free, that's when it hurts my feelings.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T, find out what it
means to
me.
You
know what I mean? Show
always.
Hey, by the way, man, I want to tell you the Twitter username that you have, Sparks, 5678. I thought that was really clever, and I wanted to give you a little props for that one on the show.
Oh, for real? That's what's up. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And that's also a plug, you guys. If you're listening to the show right now, make sure you follow my boy, Mr. Shane Sparks. We're the hottest choreographers, celebrity choreographers. Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S. 5678. So make sure you follow that. Now, Shane, you have been a dancer most of your life. And I know we probably have a couple producers, dancers, and I mean, there's probably some dancers out there right now that are listening to the show.
Right.
You know, what would you say, you know, as a dancer, like, what's the come up? You know, like, what was your, I don't want to know how you got started. I want to know, what was that first handshake? You know, what was that thing that made it happen to you, that took you to that next level?
Well, the advice I always want to give the dancers, you got to respect the game first. And when I say respect the game, you got to make sure that you perfect your craft. You can't come out here just being a street dancer. You better get your lyrical down. You better get your hip-hop down. You better get your crump down. You better get anything that has something to do with dance, please study it. Learn from different teachers. Learn different styles. Because when you get out here and try to make it in the world, I'm not the only choreographer out here. So if you're only taking my class, you're not going to work a lot because it's not all my style. So I'm telling you to respect the game by doing your homework and getting your craft perfected. That's one of the main things. And the second thing is have a backup plan when you come out here as a dancer, because I always wanted to dance, but at the end of the day, I wanted to be in control. I didn't want to just be a dancer. I wanted to be a choreographer, director, producer. So when I got out here, once I start feeling the game, then I start saying, you know what, I want to be behind the scenes. I want to choreograph the video. I want to choreograph the movie. I want to do the commercial. I don't want to be dancing in it no more. I've been dancing all my life, battling every day. So my thing to the dance today, perfect your craft and look at the big picture. Come in doing the videos and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you want to be the director, producer, choreographer of the videos.
Good advice, man. Yeah, good advice. So what was that first handshake and that first opportunity that happened for you? How did you get yourself in the position to, or how did it happen to be the choreographer for one of the biggest movies by Christos,
right.
You know, and major things on Fox and, like, you know, that next level stuff. What was that first handshake or that opportunity?
Well, I'll tell you this. When I came out here, the first thing I did was I Want to Be Down with Brandy. And that kind of shot me into a different area because nobody had really featured in a video like that yet. So when they saw me, it was like, dude, you just came out here and you already featured in a video. So that kind of put me in a different category. But I stayed at the Millennium, well, Morlandis, every single day. And when artists were coming there, I would be around, and my classes would be the biggest classes. So when the artists would see me, they would be like, yo, we want you to do something. And that's when Chris Stokes came in. He saw me. I auditioned for a couple things. He loved me, took me around the world with IMX, Immature, B2K. And then when the movie came up, You Got Served. Can you turn the music down a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
So when the movie came up, a year before the movie came out, Chris came to me. He said, yo, Shane, this is what I'm going to do. I'm putting this movie out. I want you to be one of the characters in it. I was like, cool. We was just about to go into production. B2K blew up. When B2K blew up, a whole year went by. And y'all know what they did. They murdered the industry. And that's when You Got Served came out with B2K starring in it. So then I became a choreographer of the movie, and then I just played a little role in there. I was in there with the Beast Freaks. We just did, we battled in there. So that's the only little thing I did in there. But with me, Dave Scott, Robert Hoffman, Ro-Ro, I can't remember everybody, but it was a couple other choreographers on that movie, man. And we just made the hottest dance movie, man. I was with the hottest dancers in the world for like 2 months, man. It was incredible.
That must have been an incredible experience. And I saw that you had a lot of pictures with Marcus Houston. Are you pretty cool with Marcus and Raz B and, like, the B2 Grey group and Omarion?
I mean, I'll tell you this, man. When it comes to the dance world, I worked with a lot of different people. Marcus Houston came. He asked me to do his videos. He asked me to do his tour. So when he came out with the song, I think it was called Sexy or so, I can't think of the name, but it's been so long ago. But I did choreography for a lot of his stuff, man, and he would only use me because I had an eye. You know how you just get a person that knows your style and know how you move? That's who you want to kind of stick with, you know? So Marcus, whenever a video came up, I had created a dance called the Freak Nasty for one of his videos, and it was so sick, man. I love that video and love that dance and love that show. And so whenever anything came out, Marcus would call me up. And that's why when we did You Got Served, it was so easy because I was around them every day, man, just doing what I did, and they appreciated me. I wasn't on no okey-doke stuff. I wasn't no corny guy. I didn't hang around, like, partying, clubbing. I was always business. I came around when it was only time to work, and they respect that. So when things came up, that, and I'm going to tell you this, that movie You Got Served set the tone for the rest of my life because after that, So You Think You Could Dance was looking for judges and choreographers, and I can't think of his name, but your boy came to me. He said, he came to my agent. He said, Nigel Lithgow came to my agent and said, I want the guy who choreographed You Got Served, Shane Sparks. She called me up and she was like, you just got a request to be a part of a new TV show. I was like, really? What show? And they didn't even have a name yet. So I went down there and I talked to them, kind of like got to know them. They loved me. But my boy, you know Marty Kadelka. Marty Kadelka does like Justin Timberlake choreography, you know, one of the sickest choreographers out here. I remember every day we would play volleyball on Saturdays, and every day we would look at each other like, did you get it? Like, no. Nope. Did you get it? Like, no. Nope. Like, shoot. It was between us both. And then one day he came, he was like, yo, Shane, I just booked it. So I was happy for him, man. Even though I wanted it, I was happy for him because when talented people get booked for something, I can never be mad. But then they actually gave me a shot a little bit after that, and I went in there, and then I was on a show every week after that, and every season after that.
I had no idea you played volleyball, man. That's my thing. I play volleyball every Wednesday.
Boy, we play volleyball, we play tennis, we shoot pool, we play basketball. I'm an athlete first. I played football, everything, man, growing up.
Oh, man, you're going to have to come out to the OC for a little bit, man. I moved back out here to take care of Pops and kind of get away from all the drama and, you know, regroup. Come back to Hollywood, you know, that much more stronger. But I'm back and forth all the time. But we play, you know, may play volleyball every Wednesday and Sunday. So see if you can come keep up.
That's what's up. Let me know. I'll be there.
All right. So that must have been a awesome experience. And so what about battles? I mean, I know in the dancing world there's a lot of battles. You got any interesting stories on any battles or any dance crew situations or anything like that?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. When I grew up, like I grew up in Cincinnati, most people know that. That was all we did was battle. I don't have a specific story, but I'll tell you this. The music is loud again.
Oh, wow. I was just testing you.
Yeah. Okay. But when I grew up in Cincinnati, that's all we did was battle, man. Like, it wasn't about getting on TV. It wasn't about going, you know, it wasn't nothing about fame. It was about who was the hottest crew in Cincinnati. So every weekend, we would be at this place called Golden States. And we would battle, and that's all I did. That's why when I'm out here and when people be like, how come you never jump in circles? I'm like, I had a crew, and I'm not bragging, I'm just being honest. I had a crew that would probably murder half the groups out here. They've advanced a lot now, but I won't say that now. But like a few years ago, back then we was like, we would have came out. I'm going to tell you this. I'm not being arrogant. If I would have came out here at the time that we were in battle mode to L.A., we would have took over L.A. Like, now it's different. Like, dance is different. If you was a breaker back in the 80s and you're a breaker now, you probably get smoked by the breakers now because they're that much dope. You know, it's that much doper. So, you know, I can't really compare now. But back then, we would have came in and destroyed. Because the dancers in L.A., for some reason, out here, they didn't dance in crews until, like, You Got Served came out. Like, you had a few people that had crews, but everybody was freestyle and they were solo dancers. I grew up in a crew. We only battled as a crew. We had our breakers and we had our upstairs dancers. And that was it. We didn't go into a club. We didn't go into a party unless we had the whole crew with us. So when I moved out here, everybody was just about taking classes and freestyling. We never took classes. We just danced. We created and we battled and we just murdered. That's all we did. So when I get out here, they was like, how come you don't battle? I said, well, my crew was not here. I only battled with my crew, man. So I don't have time for that now. Now I want to change the game now. I came out to L.A. to change the game, and that's what I did. And I'm still on my mission. And every dancer that knows me knows that my heart is in the dance game. Every TV show I did, every choreography I did, every movie, everything I did is for the uplifting of the dance world. You know what I mean? And if a dancer is not in the game, if a dancer is not in the game to take it to the next level, to give the next generation the opportunity to make a living, they shouldn't be in the game, because it's not a one for all type thing. I mean, it's not just for one person. We got to be all for one for all. And we have to think like that, because right now, Easy, I could be standing next to a guy and he could be auditioning for me, and I could be like, yo, you all right, man, blah, 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 but he's really dope. But my ego is like, nah, you all right, and I don't hire him. Next year, he's auditioning me. That's how quick this business changes.
That's deep.
You know
right
what I mean?
There.
That's fast it changes. And I've seen it happen a million times. I'll see people like acting a fool, like they just, they hold auditions for a video. They'd be doing Justin Bieber or Usher, and they'd be sitting there like, yeah, next, with this little ego. And then all of a sudden, tour time is over with, and now they're back auditioning. Now they're auditioning for the same people that they auditioned. You know what I mean? You got to show respect. I never disrespect my dancers. If you hot, you hot. I just got in from Houston this morning. I just got here maybe 2 hours ago. I just got home, and I went out there for an artist by the name of Trey Bugs. He's about to be the next, man. He's got this song called Twitter Love. It's off the hook. But they just booked the screen tour. So his first show is tomorrow in New York. So I'm very excited about that. But my point is, I went to Houston. I didn't know what to expect because I never really danced in Houston or knew too many dancers from there. Man, we held an audition, man, and I got six hot dancers for this boy. The females out there are on fire. And I can't wait to, we're shooting his video next month. I can't wait to go back out there and hold another audition. The energy is so different, man, because they're hungry. You know, when you're here in L.A., you're hungry in L.A., but you get too many opportunities to do stuff. Every day is an opportunity. You in Houston, you in Ohio, you in these little small towns, those opportunities ain't there. So when it come, you on fire. Man, I saw kids out there just ripping it this weekend, man, for me. I mean, this week. They was ripping it. And I love that energy.
I love it, man. Well, have them and have them tweet into us, and we'll do something to do with the show and give them that promotion exposure and, you know, with the network, because this show is powered by the WTV Networks and BG Radio. We are doing a thing called What You Need Music, and what we do is we feature the artists, and we feature about six different artists, and then we let the artists basically, you know, promote themselves, and based upon how many comments and likes and social media interaction they have, we have them be the featured artist of WTV Networks. Now, what that does is you actually win the opportunity to be on my show or get an interview or get that publicity. And, I mean, you know how we do it the easy way. You know, you just get pumped. You just get hit. So you know, a lot of people can't afford that publicity and that push and those extra pieces that you have to have in order to create your EPK.
Right.
And, you know, create all that stuff that you have to have and make money and all that stuff. Well, you know, our company is not cheap, you know. It's very tough. So we're giving that away for whoever gets the most comments, the most whatever, and definitely have them submit, man. You know, we'll make sure that we take care of them, get them on there. Right now we got Jason Miller from Formerly Convict Music. Now he's with Ray J. And the artist that actually did, if you like that intro in the beginning, he actually did that intro. He did the Easy Way intro, Young Mac. 20 other submissions. So anybody that's listening to the show right now, make sure that you submit at the email SUMIT, submit at WTVnetworks.tv. We are here for you. If you're an artist, we're going to help do what we can. And also check out the models section, models of the month. Woo! Mwah! Magnifique, I got to tell you. We have... I'm going on Facebook and I'm just finding some models and going, hey, congratulations, you're on here, you know. And then the next thing you know, they want to promote because they want to win, you know, win that publicity, and it's just a great thing. So here's my question to you, Shane. You're talking about all these different choreography and all these things. When are you going to create the easy way? Create the easy way move.
You know what? I already got a move for you, but I got to be with you so I can show it to you because it's complicated. Because
okay,
you're a real dancer.
Out. I got something for you. We've known each other for a long time. I'm going to do something for you. I dropped this, and not a lot of people know about this. There is a social network out there, guys. It's called QB. QEEY. It is the next hottest social network on the planet that complements Twitter, your Facebook, and your YouTube. It's animation avatars, and you get 3D interactive technology, and you make money. Yeah, I said it. You make money with your own channel. I am going to be very highly involved in that, one of the official hosts, and my show is going to be on QB. It's going to be huge, and when I do my notifications and I do my 3D production shooting, I will be doing the Shane Sparks Easy Way routine. In fact, I'm going to probably bring my boys with me. We're gonna have fun. So be ready for that one. And also, we want to also give love to everybody that's gonna be broadcasting the show, putting it out there. Designer Original Magazine, KSTS FM Variety Talk Radio, Washington Times, and anybody else that wants to know, anybody. We have a section called WTV, and you just click on resources, and you'll see it. But ultimately, we want to really, really, really say thank you to Washington Times, because this article is actually out, the pre-article, and then we're actually going to be putting another interview. Like, everything that we're saying will be in an interview format, and it's going to be broadcast out there, featured on the front page, the home page, Washington Times Communities, and then syndicated. And it's going to be all over the social media, going to my 500,000 people. And I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the follows. I do get all of your tweets. I do everything I can to respond, and just hit us up, man. Where if you guys have any questions about dancing or about whatever. And actually, speaking of, we're speaking about interacting with the public here. I have a question, Shane. We had a question from one of your fans, because I sent out a couple tweets and I got a couple emails back. Their question was, what is it, in your own words, that situation with the child molestation, all that crap, which we know isn't true. But in your own words, what are the facts from Shane Sparks' lips? What are the actual facts of that situation?
Oh, God. I'm trying to leave that behind me. But you know what? I'm going to set the record straight for him, whoever that is. Is it called? First of all, know that it was 15 years ago. Know that it was only one female. Know that the DA gave me a letter saying that it was one girl. So the story that TMZ put out there saying that it was six other girls and blah, 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 it was a lie, okay? And the girl that this all happened with, I'm not saying nothing negative about nobody because I don't move past this, but you just got to think about the timing of how everything happened. If this happened 15 years ago and you didn't say nothing about it until 2007, 2008, 2009, whatever it was, Just do the math. That's all I got to say. Because I don't want to, I'm not trying to say nothing negative about nobody, but you got to be smart in this industry. And it's funny how things just happen when you start to make it big. Before that, you never heard anything negative about me. I worked for the kids. I traveled. I did birthday parties. I did everything you can imagine because my heart is in this. I love this so much. And every day that I do something, it's always to give the opportunity to somebody else. The last thing I'm going to do is hurt somebody. And it's just crazy that happened to me, and I got to deal with that. And people that know me, they know what's up. They know what I'm about. They know what type of person I am. They know my heart. But the people that don't know me, all they know is what the media told them. So, and it's really sad because the media is a beast. It's a beast.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, I now you guys heard it live on the Easy Show, BGE Radio, powered by WTV. It's going to be featured on Washington Times and everywhere we can put it out. Those are the facts. And it's funny that you said that, because media does blow things out of proportion, the tabloid media, and that's what they feed off of. They feed off that controversy
and
stuff.
Crazy,
WTV actually
crazy.
Has a section called The Real Story. And from now on, when that media puts out that stuff, we're going to get the real story. Bottom line,
exactly.
Speaking of the the media and what they do, what do you think of, like, right now, the prints? You know that picture, the naked picture TMZ has been putting out there? What do you think of that situation? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen it. What are you talking about?
Oh man, there's royalty. The prince actually got caught with naked pictures, or somebody took pictures of it or something, and it's been all over TMZ. And he's like in the next in line to be king or something like that.
Right.
People can go on there and get the facts, but you know they put it out there, and it's just spreading like crazy. Well, check this out. Today, I mean this shows you, man. This shows you the balls that TMZ has, okay? I guess the queen or the royalty, the family, actually sent in a court letter saying that you're violating some code and whatever, and we're going to sue you or whatever, and take these pictures down. Don't be putting this out anymore. How the hell are you going to be confronting and trying to battle American media? Okay, that's all I got to say. How are you gonna try to say anything to American media? Are you that, you know? No. So what TMZ basically did is they put it out there. There's an episode. I'm watching it on mute right now. They've been just bombarding and talking about that like crazy. They actually read the letter on TV, and then they said something like, "Hey, if you want to, let us know. We'll give this to you." So like, I don't know. It looks like there's a little American England controversy or something. I don't know. But,
Look, this is what I'm going to say, Easy Man. I want to say this to everybody, especially if you're trying to get into this industry. Be careful of the people you consider to be your friends. Be careful of the people you invite in your house and your space, because there's so many opportunists out here. You would think that a person just met you on a block out of the blue. They planned to meet you sometimes. They knew you was going to be there. They bumped into you on purpose. Can you turn the music down?
It is down. Okay, well, let me just turn it off because this keeps stuff right here. Okay, go.
Yeah, it's weird because it just gets louder and louder and louder. But people need to be careful of who they invite into their lives, man, because there's so many people going through stuff today, man, and it's scary because your friend could be sitting right next to you going through some drama and you don't know about it, and they're trying to figure out a way they could capitalize on your success. You've got to be careful. I don't know nothing about the prince. I've been on a plane and working this whole week. I just got home, man, so I haven't really watched no TV. But it's really sad, man, because that means that somebody got into his world on purpose to try and destroy him. It's sad, man. You know what I mean? So I'm just telling everybody, man, be careful of who you let into your world, because right now, 10 years from right now, you will be successful at something if you work really hard and you're gifted, and it will come back on you. So be careful, man.
This is some great info, and I got a story about that. In fact, my executive producer, I'm going to be nice. And here's another thing, too. How the heck are you going to talk smack on anybody that's powerful with media? That's all I got to say. How are you going to say anything negative about anybody that has the media power? That's just not bright.
Right,
not smart.
Right.
But so anyway, my executive producer calls me today, and she's like, she's actually doing a. And by the way, if anybody wants to support this, the Morehouse College in the Ray Charles Center, there's a showcase going down August 25th, which is tomorrow, guys. August 25th, we're supporting the artists. It's on behalf of WTV, the ASYM, BGE Radio. A lot of cool stuff going down on that, and we will be broadcasting live. On our show about that showcase, it's gonna be hot. But anyway, my executive producer Kalithia calls me up and she goes, "How's this girl gonna start?" Da, da, da. And anyway, this somebody that I thought was cool with me and was in the circle. This kind of goes off your story, and she, you know, someone I've worked with, and I don't really know. I haven't worked with her for a while, so I can't really pinpoint her. But somebody came up to my team. Okay, my team, my executive producer, the people that I pay and that I work with, you know, how are you going to come up to my team and start talking smack on me? How are you going to do that? People have brains in their head? I don't know. And then on top of that, like I said, I'll just say it again. How are you going to say anything negative? I mean, first of all, I got to say this. If you are someone that says anything negative about anybody, period, and it comes out of your mouth, you are immature and you're a student of the game. Because somebody that really knows the game, really understands business or entertainment, does not say anything negative. Period. They don't. You don't. You know the saying goes: if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Why do you have to?
Exactly, man.
mouth? Why do you have to drop somebody's name out of their mouth or out of your mouth?
Exactly.
Why? Well, I don't understand.
No, I feel the same way, man. I feel like this. Get your life together. Because there's so many people who don't have their life together, they can't do nothing but try to destroy somebody else. And it's sad, man.
You're not going to get mad at me if I put the music back on, are you? Because I like the music. I need to get my vibe on my show. Yeah, so
no, but it's weird.
It really low. And don't worry.
No, it's weird because when you're talking, it's not loud. But when you stop talking and I'm talking, it just gradually gets louder and louder.
That's because I'm naturally loud. I'm a host. My voice projects.
No,
I'm not hearing my voice right now when I'm talking.
Not your voice, the radio, the music.
Oh, okay. Well, just talk loud.
Yeah,
you won't hear it.
So it's good right there. It's good right there.
Okay, well, I think some tracks are different than others. Some are a little bit louder. But all right, guys, we're going to be right back, and we're going to go ahead and show a little bit of that celebrity love, that celebrity support. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Shane's new stuff coming up. He's got some really hot stuff. I think that the Easy Show, you know, doing it the easy way, I think we're going to get a couple exclusives and some cool stuff because that's how we do it. We'll be right back, guys.
Wade Williams from Prison Break, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Christopher McDonald. I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hey, I'm Felicia Rashad. I want you to subscribe to my friend Eric Lewis channel.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television. Now, president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
I'm Fred Willard, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Kim Lee from The Hangover 2, and I'm doing it the easy way.
What's going on? This is Wesley Johnson, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Robert Townsend. Check me out on Eric Zuli's channel.
Well, hey, everybody, I'm Doug Jones. I like to do it the easy way.
I had so much fun here on the show today. I didn't feel poked, pressed, or prodded. Easy took such great care of me. So New York is definitely doing it the easy way.
It's your boy, Rage, and I'm doing it the easy way on The Easy Show. You may know me from videos from everybody from Soulja Boy to Jim Jones, Akon, Ludacris, Method Man, Redman, Lil' Kim, The Game, Keisha Cole.
What's up, y'all? It's Taboo, and I'm definitely doing it the easy way.
Hey, everybody, I'm Daniel Sacapa from ABC's new show, The River, and I'm doing it the easy way.
What's going on? This is Quentin Aaron, hanging out with my boy, Eric Zuli. I want you to join TheEasyShow.com. You know, he's doing big things. Check him out.
Yeah, hi, I'm Chris Donovan. I used to do the Golden Globe Awards for a number of years, about 20-odd years, and the Independent Film Spirit Awards for about 10, 15 years, and we're on to several great projects throughout this coming up year, and I look forward to working with Eric and doing it the easy way.
Yes, sir. We're back, guys, doing it the easy way on BGE Radio, powered by WTV, and I'm about to turn the music down oh so slightly because Shane likes it that way. And we are back with Shane Sparks, the man himself, Sparks 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know why I keep on a countdown. I don't know why I keep on 6, 7, 8.
Yo, easy.
Yes, sir.
Check it out. Yeah, this is your boy Shane Sparks, and I'm doing it the easy way. Hey. Yeah. That's tight.
I love it. But you know what? I'm going to have to turn that music off for that one. I'm going to say on the count of
okay.
The right way. And make sure you tell them to follow me on Twitter, baby. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks, and I'm doing it the easy way. Make sure you follow me, Sparks 5678, and make sure you follow my boy Easy. Let me do it again, because what is your Twitter?
E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli.
I'm just going to say at Eric Zuli. Can I just say that?
That's perfect, yep.
Okay, I'll just say Eric Zuli. I won't spell it. All right, let me do it again.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy Shane Sparks, and I'm doing it the easy way. Make sure you follow me at Sparks 5678 and my boy Eric Zuli. Yeah, we out of the smoke. Back.
And you did it wrong. It's supposed to be 5, 6, 7, 8. No, okay. All right, but hey, guys, we're back on the show. We just had to do that little quick drop, that really quick, you know, make sure we give that love to Easy, love there right there. And we are going to start talking about now. Shane Sparks, man, you got an interesting career, and not a lot of people know what you're doing. You've been in hiding, dude. You've been in hiding, and you've been. Yeah, I know that you just got off some tour or something, or you're out of town, and you just got back. I know you just got back from the. Talk to us, man.
Well, man, it's like this whole time that I had off, it gave me a lot of time to create and really find myself as a dancer and as a person. So what I did, man, I just started producing, started writing, started directing my own stuff, setting it up so when I get in the position again, I can put it out there, submit it, and I can get some big companies behind me. But lately, man, I got an artist by the name of Trey Bugs out of Houston. He is the truth, man. This little boy, he's only 14 years old, man. He just booked the Scream Tour. So, ladies, if you're going to the Scream Tour, do me a favor and support my boy Trey Bugs. Twitter Love, that's the name of his single. It's called Twitter Love. It's about to be fire. And then I got my other girl. Her name is Eva Universe. Eva Universe is actually, she's performing at Universal Studios City Walk tomorrow, 7 o'clock. If you're around, please go and check her out because she's hot. Her dancing is hot. Her songs are hot. And she's hot. So I've been spending so much time on these artists, man. And then other than that, I got the situation going on with my boy Willie G, the G-Block. Y'all don't understand. I'm saying G-Block right now, and y'all don't understand it. But one day, y'all going to be, that's the only thing y'all kids are going to be saying is the G-Block. We just cut a deal with Fox, Warner Brothers, the CW, and Tribune. It's about to be crazy, man, where I'm doing my own TV shows and own dance shows, and we're looking for content, record label. Like, it's about to be crazy. I want to be in control this time. I'm not going to be somebody's puppet no more. I'm going to be in control. And anybody want to be in control with me, hit me up.
Are you talking about Willie G, Mr. Papa John's Pizza?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talking about my boy Willie. Are you talking about my man who was just here? We were just talking about Mr. Willie G.
Yes, yes. If he didn't talk about it, next time we talk to him, say, Willie, what you got going on? That is crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, he was really modest, but you were actually getting him involved in that QB situation, and there's actually an agency we work with that works with YouTube and pays you more, and yeah, you guys got to just keep following Easy. You'll learn how to get paid on the internet. Yeah, I know. But that's cool, man. Okay, so we're going to definitely have to talk more about that, and yeah, we definitely want to support your artists. I know if they're rolling with you, they're going to be rolling strong, so yeah, I wish you would have given us some sort of MP3 or some sort of music. I would have definitely played it. But, you know, maybe we can pop it on one of the articles or you know, I'll tweet it out for you. But make sure you guys support that, man.
I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be important. So, all right, so you got that coming out. And anything else? I know there's more. I want to get it all. I want to get all the 411.
The reason I don't talk too much because, like, before when you mention stuff, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, now the reason I'm not saying too much about certain things, like this stuff right here, I know is done. It's a lot of other things that I'm working on, but I hate saying stuff, and then somebody coming back to me, you'll be like, Shane, whatever happened to this? I'll be like, you know what? It didn't happen. And I don't like
but
to do that.
Let's expand upon that, because again, this is kind of a knowledgeable show for everybody that's trying to learn the game and want to do it the easy way. That is very true. You cannot talk about your projects and stuff, because what's going to happen is there's always going to be some sort of hater. There's always going to be some sort of person that's going to want to sabotage. And you know, so you got to be careful. But at the same time, this is my show, man. This is Easy, and we want that 411. We need to get something. I need to get something before nobody else gets it. Go.
All right. I got a situation going on in Japan. The company is called Broke 2 Media. it's ridiculous, man. I mean, I'm gonna just give you a sample of what I'm trying to do. I just don't want stuff can get stolen. Idea wise, I don't want nobody taking this idea because it's so fresh for the dance world. But I'm just gonna tell you this: if anybody's out there got a computer, that little thing that we got in our houses right now, if you ain't got one, go get one. Go to broke2media.com. Go to that and just check out what's going on with Shane Sparks and my boy Marshall. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Congratulations.
Thomas Marshall and Shane Sparks are going to change the media, change the game for dance through the media.
Okay, so
it's crazy.
I'm changing the game for social media on behalf of what my boy Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, said. He's looking to change the – or he's cooking to change the media world or something like that. And you're changing the dance game. We got to put some collaborations.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's about time because, like, this is the one my biggest pet peeve is people that want to get in the dance world that don't know nothing about the dance world. That's why a lot of the movies and a lot of the TV shows don't really work because there's people behind the scenes that don't really know the dance world. But when you get people that know the dance world, that's when you get movies like You Got Served. You know what I mean? You got to really, really put the people in charge that know what's going on. Even if they're not the directors or producers, please use their mind because I know what it feels like to get beat in the battle. I know what it feels like to beat somebody in a battle. I know what it feels like to be right in front of somebody and they doing stuff that you ain't never seen before and you have nothing to combat with it. I know the stomach, the gut feeling. You know what I mean? I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be hungry, to live in California and don't have a place to live. I know what it's like to live in an apartment with three other guys and you have no privacy. We know that. But the other people that got all the money, they don't. So they make these movies and they're just the same story over and over. But soon, somebody's going to tell the true story about what it's like to be a dancer in Los Angeles, California, and it's going to be the biggest dance movie ever.
I bet, man. So speaking of dance movies, let's talk about, you know, Step Up and Step Up 2 and all the other movies that have come out, and the new, most recent one. What do you think of all those movies? How do you think those are going to do?
Please don't ask me that question.
And you're the dance legend. I mean, I got you on my show, but...
This is what's up, Eric. I don't like to say negative stuff about anything. So what I'd rather avoid the question, but I will say this. The movie looked great. I just wish it was a little bit more creative as far as, like, storyline. Like, every movie outside of, like, You Got Served, and I even like Stump the Yard. You know what I mean? I even like Stump the Yard. Two, I didn't really care too much about it. But these movies got to stop sending the girls to Juilliard and then they coming in and beating the best dancers in the streets. Come on, man. Come on, man. I can't watch that again. I can't watch two people that can barely dance blow away the hottest dancers in New York, L.A., Miami in one movie, and they're getting beat by somebody that wants to go to... And I have nothing against Juilliard, but this is a dance... This is a street dance movie. This is hip-hop. You know what I mean? So come on, you know, have the girl want to, I'm not giving no ideas, but just stop doing that, you know what I mean? I'll respect the producer or director more if they made a movie like that and the girl wanted to go to Juilliard, but when she came, she got beat really bad, and it made her want to switch over to wanting to do hip-hop, and then she got with a crew that was really sick that really, really beat the other crew, not because they're the star of the show, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want it to be real, and I want. Oh, this is my second pet peeve: dancers get into acting classes. The reason why us as dancers don't like half the movies we watch is because they always got to get a leading guy or a leading girl that don't really dance, but they're great actors. If we took the time out to spend a year in an acting class, 2 years in acting class, then we would be the stars of that movie. Dancing and acting together, and it would be more real for us, and we can believe it. If I saw Twitch leading the movie, I know that everybody in the movie is going to get murdered because Twitch can really go. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So let's look forward to that. Let's the next dance movie to come out. Let's get a dancer that can act. Let's get an actor that can dance. So when we're watching it. We're watching the battle happen from through his eyes, not from the back and not from a stunt double or not from a dance double. You know what I mean? Like, I lived that world 100% every day of my life back when I was younger, so I know what it's like. I know what it's like to walk into a skating rink with everybody with the same jackets on, and there's another crew in there on this floor waiting on us, and we walk up to each other and look at each other, and the battle goes for 2 hours until we just can't dance no more. You know what I mean? Refusing to be defeated. You know what I mean? It ain't got nothing to do with a guy that barely can dance, but he can act, standing out there and taking a crew out. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to say nothing negative. I just want the future to be better.
That's great words of your opinion. I mean, that you're stating your opinion, and it's I think it's going to be really inspirational to the listeners. All right, who's winning the battle, man? You or Wade Robinson?
What?
Who's winning the battle, you or Wade Robinson?
Who would win in a battle between me and Wade Robinson?
Yeah.
You can't ask that question. That's like me saying, that's like me saying, who's a better host? You're going to always be on your own team because you're going to be biased to it. You're going to never say that you're worse than somebody else. If you tell me two dancers that I know, then I could probably give you an opinion. But I'm going to always say I'll come out on top. I'm never going to be defeated like that unless it happens.
Again, just so you know, guys, if you don't know who Wade Robinson is, that's a choreographer and trainer with Britney Spears and tons and tons of people in the game. He's also a very, very major known dance gentleman in the industry. But
no, Wade Robinson. People, if you don't know Wade Robinson, something's wrong with you, especially if you're in the dance world. But Wade Robinson is a trailblazer. You know what I mean? That boy, like, I can't even. It's so much I want to say about him because he did a lot for me in my dance life and in my life personally. You know what I mean? I've been knowing him since he was like 10 years old when he first came to my class and just murdered everybody in my class. And I was like, what the heck just walked in my class? He was like, that's Wade Robinson, Michael Jackson's protege. I was like, oh, my God. So I've been knowing him from Quo. You know what I mean? So I know what he did, and I know who he is and what he's about. And I know, you know what I mean? So look him up if you don't know who he is. But, yeah, Wade Robinson took my class. He only took it maybe once or twice, though. I think, you know, when you're really good, and then you go to places and you hear about other people being good, you kind of go test them. And I think he came into my class just to see what the competition was. Because literally, probably like a month later, he was teaching his own class.
That's how bad that boy was.
He was like 10 years old, 11 years old, teaching his own class. People was walking in like, where the teacher at?
It's me.
A little kid. But he was, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, look him up.
That's good.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but you got me on fire right now, okay? But this is the collaboration we're going to do, me and you, okay? I'm going to put this out there right now so the whole world can hear it and you came back out, okay? We're going to create a show, which I've already created a little bit, and I've seen people try to do it, but it still hasn't been done. We're going to get all these choreographers that has done amazing things, and we're going to do, like, you know how you watch Behind the Music?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like Behind the Dancer, but it's going to be like Behind the Steps or Footsteps or something. We'll call it something, but it's going to show you who they are. So when people say Wade Robinson, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I just watched his Behind the Steps the other day on VH1. And I saw him go from 9 years old with Michael Jackson to being with Quo to coming out having his own TV show, The Wade Robinson Project. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man, doing Britney Spears. Doing Cirque du Soleil, So You Think You Could Dance, you know, he was in You Got Served, you know, come on, man, like, people need to know this stuff, and you won't know it unless you know the history or follow the history, so we need a show to wake them up and let them know who was the trailblazers for them to be able to come to L.A. and do videos and do movies and do TV. There's people that came before them, and they need to know who they are.
Hollywood choreography, behind the choreography. I love it, man. That sounds like it's gonna be a lot of fun. See, what you gotta do though, guys, and everybody's listening, is you may be hearing Shane say that, and I'm listening to it. However, the problem is nobody ever follows up on things. Nobody ever says.
Right.
And here's the best advice I can give to everybody that's listening. Press that dang send button on your email. That's what it's for. Type an email and follow up with what you talk about and put it in writing. That way people know you're serious and they want to move forward. They want to do things. So many people just talk about things. Talk, talk, talk. I like to walk, walk, walk. That's my thing. So believe me, you're hearing it on the show right now. Me and Shane have known each other for a long time. We've always tried to figure out something that we can do together. Who knows? This may be the project. In fact, it probably will be the project. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Some people don't know Shane your boy E got a couple skills. And you know, you being a legend in dance, what would you say on a scale of 1 to 10? Remember, you're on my show, and I can click the end button anytime I want. What would you...
What's the end button? I'm like...
Remember, I got a lot of fans, too, so be nice. What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, my dancing skills?
So your dancing skills would be 8.5. Ooh, and I'll say that in a good way I'm going to say this. I very seldom give anybody a 10, because a 10, that means you're perfect. That means you're just the best, and I don't think nobody's the best. You know what I mean? So that's the modest answer right there. But I haven't seen you in a while, so we got to see if you're still there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we will. In fact, you should come down on September 14th. You remember Global Crucible? That was the charity that was there that day on my birthday and the award ceremony with Larry. Global Crucible, nonprofit that helps other nonprofits, is doing their 5th year anniversary on September 14th. So, hey, maybe we can cut a rug there. And then also Abraham McDonald is doing a real cool thing in a museum on the 15th. And there's a ton of stuff coming up, man. So we're gonna definitely talk. But I'm serious. You're gonna create the easy way choreography or whatnot. I'm gonna do that on QB, and this is going down, guys. You guys are listening to this right now. You're gonna see it happen in the next couple weeks to a month, and you're gonna see every time I do my show, or every time I'm in the studio and with some of my guests that are coming up, and I'm gonna keep it quiet until it's the right time. But I got some very, very awesome guests. I will say this. I got Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. I'm going to make him do a Shane Sparks move. How about that?
Let's go.
But from now on, we're gonna create the official, the easy way, you know, routine or whatever. And when you see me on my show, I'm gonna do that. And it's gonna be, you know, we're gonna stamp that Shane Sparks, and it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be a lot of stuff. We have 7 more minutes left, my man, and we want to give you enough time and air time and whatever you want to do to promote, give shout-outs, hit your fans, whatever you want to do. I got tons and tons of other questions. In fact, we might even have to do a studio interview in the studio at our studio, Hollywood and Highlands. It's a green screen studio show, and you guys can check that out at theeasyshow.com. You can also go to the podcast. You can go everything at theeasyshow.com. But check out the interview we did with Daniel Soboray, the biggest male model. He was the man with Call of Duty, God of War, signed with Ford Models. He did, oh, my God, man. Can you believe this, Shane? He got paid to hook up with Jennifer Love Hewitt on TV. How the hell are you going to get paid to do something like that?
I know. Some people some people are just lucky, man. It's crazy.
And if you watch it, you'll see that he's totally roasting me. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. He starts talking about it. And you guys got to check the interview out. It's amazing. And it's also done by Pepper J Productions, which is our production company, ActorsReporter.com, Actors Entertainment. Also check me out on that ActorsEntertainment.com, which is a live interactive chat show, which we got to bring you on too, Shane. Then it goes to the Easy Show. So we're doing a lot of things. We're keeping it moving, and we're gonna hit it to social media, and we have some great stuff coming up. So follow up on the blog, guys. HollywoodItGuy.com, TheEasyShow.com, and ultimately the network. Everything is powered by the network, TheWTV.com, and you will see Shane on there more and more. I mean, we need to give you a column, man. We need to give you your own column, The Secrets of Dancing, the Shane Sparks Way, or something. You know, we need to give you your own section. We're talking about doing a show. Well, there you go. You got your own column if you want it.
That's what I want to do, and I got a lot of stuff that I need to say and I want to say that I can shoot over to you whenever you're ready, and you can post it. Because, man, I want to raise the dance world, man. I want them to know what's up, because they all only thing they know is dance. They don't know nothing about the business, and they need to be schooled. And ain't nobody trying to do it, man. And I feel sorry for us out here.
I love it. Well, it's a done deal. I'll get you with our senior editor, Carter Lee, which is also a editor and columnist for the Washington Times, and he's actually the reason I have my column with the Washington Times. He was on Fox. Mm-hmm. He wrote a He's the man. So I'm gonna hook you up with him. We're gonna make that happen. It's already done deal, signed, sealed, and deal digitally. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna have a blast, man. But that sounds hot. We're gonna talk a lot more off air. But I'm gonna give you this time now. We have about 3 minutes left. About two minutes. You can give any shout outs you want. I know you, man. You show a lot of love. So a lot of people are gonna be hearing this when we archive it. We put it out there. Give that love, man. Talk to any producers. Talk to anybody that might be hearing. You know, there's a lot of people that listen to the show that are at that high up level that may be able to do something. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know what? I'll do this. First of all, I want to just thank everybody that gave me the opportunity. I went to Houston, and I went to a studio called Soul Real Studios and Planet Funk and taught classes at the last minute, and so many kids came out and supported. I just love that everybody's still giving me that love, and they're putting all that stuff behind them, and they let me move forward. I love that. Second of all, I want every director, producer, writer to know that Shane Sparks has a lot of ideas, man. I got a lot of ideas. I don't just do dance stuff. I got a lot of movie scripts, TV shows, reality shows, and I just want to get connected with the right people. I got a few situations going that's going to be beautiful, but there's always room for more. And I just want to make real stuff. I want to educate these kids. I want to give them something to look up to. Saturday mornings used to be the best morning for me when I would wake up and I would watch all cartoons all day. I wake up now on Saturday mornings and there's nothing really interesting on there. I want to bring that back. You know, I remember I used to watch Kung Fu Theater. Couldn't wait for that. They have nothing like that right now. I want to bring stuff back to give these kids inspiration to do more than just, they you know, it's just like so many things I want them to do with their mind. And the business is so important right now. And if they can get educated business-wise from a young point of view, they would know when they come out here as a dancer that getting an agent is not necessarily going to get you jobs. You got to come out here with some type of reel. You got to come out here with some type of work under your belt. And you got to come out here and be a beast and come out here and be ready to work your stuff. So when they sign you, they sign in something that they believe in and not somebody that they feel sorry for. You know what I mean? So I want to teach that.
Mean,
I want to I want to teach that and educate, man, because I'm tired of us being at the bottom of the totem pole. We work the hardest in this industry, but yet we get paid the least. And I've been saying that since day one, and one day I'm going to change that. And I need everybody in the dance game to hear me right now and be working, work towards that and help me with that. Stop selling out. Stop doing jobs that ain't worth it. Stop doing corny stuff. You know what I mean? If we stand up for something, then at the end of the day, man, we'll be taken care of just like athletes and football players and actors and actresses. I want to see a dancer retire. When was the last time you heard a dancer retire? Come on, man. You've never heard a dancer say, yo, I retired from dancing. I done did this, I done did that, I done directed, I done produced it. I'm retired. You know what I mean? I've never heard that in my life.
We're going to start calling you the dance minister, man. Preach dance. Preach on.
Whatever you want to call it, man, because I have so much in my heart. I can't write this down. I can't read it off a piece of paper. It's in my heart. It's in my heart and in my mind, man. And I live it. And when you live it, people will come to me and be like, so what do you want to say? Do you want to write something down? I'm like, no, I don't have to write nothing down that comes from my heart. They don't believe that. When I speak from my mind, when I speak from my heart and from experience, that's what people love. That's what they that's what keeps their attention. That's what they respond to. And that's how you change people's lives. And that's my goal. I know I'm probably sound like I'm preaching. I'm not trying to come up like that. It's just that I see these dancers, man. I see that love, and I love it. I love when I see a dancer come up and just dance their butt off for me, and they ask me how did they do, and I can tell them, like, dude, you just brought tears to my eyes. Now, I want to take him to the next level. How can I do that? When I get into the position to be able to do that, it's going to be a beautiful day in California. It's going
to
be a beautiful day in the world.
Well, you're talking to EZ, so we're going to talk when we get off the show. Trust me, my brother. All right, guys, you're listening to the EZ Show, BG Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way. And, Shane, I'm going to bring you down on August 28th. I don't care what you're doing. Make sure you clear your plate on that. Bring you down to this QB situation. We're going to make it hot. We're going to do the official Easy Way move right there on that green screen. And you guys tune in for next week. We're going to have Brooke Hogan or Booker T. Smashdown. Yeah, it's going to be hot. So get ready. We're doing it the Easy Way, baby. See you next week.
Easy. Let's go.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Make
spot, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way.